Sorry, now for chiamatory for Pink Strikes Back.
The five strikes.
Five
Strikes, you're back.
strikes, you're back. Hello, for now commenting
It's
on.
Amy.
It's Amy and Trey. How are you doing? I was doing a stupid Russian accent that we've always thought is adorable, and I don't think anyone else
I don't think
does.
anybody else really gets
I
it.
think everyone else finds it really annoying,
Yeah.
which is the whole point of an in
Yeah,
joke.
kind of.
Yeah. So anyway, here we are. We're going to talk about Pink Five Strikes Back, which if
Like if Pink Five had a bastard child, it would
yes.
be Pink Five Strikes Back.
Yes.
And the only reason that we made Pink Five Strikes Back was because the first one had such a huge success, and we were really at a crossroads, and we
Yeah.
said, look, we can either go out on a high note and leave it at Pink Five, you
Right.
know,
Or we
live in
can
the
make a
shadow.
sequel and ruin everything.
Right. And you know, just really cross our fingers and hope that people don't hate us. And it worked out okay.
Well, it kind of backfired in that people didn't hate Return to Pink Five.
I hadn't watched it in a long time, and this is going to be fun because the last time I watched it, I really realized how charming it is in its own sort of homespun way.
It's really clanky in a lot of ways, and it's very, very rudimentary. And was done, we should point out, it was done extremely fast.
Yeah, and it was the largest crew that we'd ever
We'd ever worked
worked
with, I think it was
with,
about 9 people showed
and we were
up.
like, oh my God, 9 people have showed up to do this thing, and
I remember that one time when you and I were standing in the middle of all this activity, but we were the only 2 people not doing something.
right, we had nothing to
And
do.
we were just shocked because we'd never experienced that
Yeah,
before.
usually we were directors, actors, makeup, wardrobe, you know,
Yeah.
producers,
If there was
editors,
anyone in the room at
everything.
all, which most of the time there wasn't, so.
Right.
And everyone thought we would just put you in a snow speeder on Hoth and you would do 5 more minutes of Stupid Girl, and that's the one thing that we agreed that that's not what we're going to do.
Yeah, we realized that that wasn't going to hold up and that that would just be completely underestimating our audience.
And no good for us either.
Right.
Because if you just sat there in another cockpit and you just said dumb stuff for another 5 minutes, then I think
It's
people
too
would have.
easy. It's too
It's
easy.
too easy. And I think
Yes.
people legitimately would have said, oh, well, you know, why'd
Right.
they do that again?
Right. So we bit off a little bit more and we're still chewing on it. It's good. It's good.
But it's
Chew, chew,
going
chew.
well. So.
So let's watch it. And I'm looking forward to kind of pointing out some of my favorite moments in this
I
because
know what one of them is.
you do. What is it?
We'll see. We'll see
Roll.
if I'm right.
Roll tape.
So, for the people who haven't heard the other commentaries, I'm going to explain it one more time. Here it is. What you're going to do is, in a moment, I'm going to tell you to pause this commentary. And when you pause the commentary, then you need to go to Atom Films and open up the link for Pink Five Strikes Back, which should be on the page you're looking at. Should be pretty easy to spot. And when you open the page, you will first see the ad that Atom Films runs before every movie. That's what they do. And after that, then Pink Five Strikes Back will begin, and it begins with the blue text, which says,
Long, long ago in a galaxy far,
far,
far
far away,
away,
as we
Van
start.
Nuys.
We start. That's right. After that blue text fades away to black again, that's when you restart this commentary. We're going to start talking again just at the moment that the yellow Pink Five logo appears on the screen. So pause the commentary, start Pink Five Strikes Back, restart the commentary when you see the Pink Five logo, and then you're good to go. All right? So get ready to pause, and when we start talking again, we'll be talking about Pink Five Strikes Back. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, a pause. So it was about literally a month from we're not going to do a sequel to okay, I guess we will. So that was a month from okay, what the heck would we do in a sequel to finishing it.
Right.
From writing it and
Because
creating.
people were asking, like, are you going to make another one?
Yeah, and
What's.
the contest deadline was coming up in a month, and we thought, oh, what the heck. So first thing we do is we end up right back in the good old cockpit again.
And this cracks me up because I look so different
You look
here.
totally different.
First of all, I'd gone and cut all of my hair off, which you'll see
Right.
in a second. We had to figure out how to work that in.
Right, we had to, so we just made a little comment about it, plot point
I
about
kind
it.
of look like I need a sandwich here.
What, you think you look skinny?
Yeah, I was kind of having some, you know, it was kind of like.
Well, we get to not to tell too many details, but you had like about 8 seconds before we started shooting this movie. You had a traumatic breakup. I think it's fair to say that, and that's why there's a lot of, I will say that there's a lot more anti-boyfriend energy in this movie than was on the page. There's a lot of boyfriend energy going on here that
But
we just
it
end
was
up using.
therapeutic at the same time. It was really good to be involved in
And
something
you
and
get to run
be.
around the woods and throw things at
Right.
puppets, and
There's the hair
there's the
moment.
hair.
And I got a lot of flack for this because, you know, that you always have people have opinions about, you know, what you should look like and whatnot. And I think these Star Wars fans, these people who are fans of these
They
movies, have
sort
seen
of,
me go through every
yeah.
hairstyle imaginable.
We thought it was pretty funny the amount of people who who were commenting on your hair, and they just said they had to say one thing or another about your hair.
Right.
It's like, you sort of lose your rights as to be a private human being all of a sudden. You can't just cut your own hair the way you want.
You know, I just found it funny. Oh, look, it's the boots. Here's what's funny is I'm actually wearing these boots tonight.
At this very moment.
At this very moment, I'm wearing these boots.
I love
these boots. And when we were shooting this, they were kind of like my lucky socks. Like, this was during the summer, and I wore these boots every day. I didn't care. I got them. I was so excited. They're right. Like pink Uggs. And I just wore them nonstop.
And you would wear this T-shirt. This is just your T-shirt, too.
It was just my regular, like, tank top.
This pink T-shirt with the sparkles on it.
Right. So that kind of became my uniform.
And the problem is, I remember after this movie came out and became such a hit, you said, well, now I can't wear my favorite T-shirt and my favorite boots anymore because people think I'm trying to, like, dress up like my character now.
But I did some ADR tonight, and I wore the boots over because it's been such a long time. And I thought, I have to wear my lucky pink boots. So.
And they still look as good as ever.
Oh, this moment.
The pterodactyl.
I'm terrified for me in this scene when I come back and watch it. Now, of course, I'm reacting here to nothing.
There's nothing there whatsoever except for me.
Empty forest.
I'm yelling at you. I'm yelling at you.
And
scary
then
thing.
The first time that I saw this, I was like, oh my God, that's really scary. So that was kind of fun.
This next part, I know you didn't like this part because you're literally standing there just getting hosed down.
I'm on a chair, and Greg Mannion is like in his boxer shorts about 5 feet behind me with a garden hose spraying me.
You were cold. I remember you're not faking it here.
As cold and miserable as I look here. Now, if you look really carefully here, I'm not wearing my green pants in this scene.
Exactly.
I've got a little purple skirt on right here, and Trey said, no, nobody will notice. And
no one to my knowledge ever has.
Sure enough. Yeah, nobody's noticed. Yeah. But
so Greg Mannion as Yoda, the brilliant and amazing Greg Mannion.
God, I love this scene.
This
was like a little thing that was built inside a garage.
Chris Reed built this set, and there's literally nothing more to the set than exactly what you see. It doesn't go any farther in any direction than what you see in the frame.
Right. And this was so fun. I just adore Greg. He's so funny and so kind to work with. He's just... If you could, you know, as an actor, just pick someone to work with that just makes you laugh every time, it would definitely be him.
This was one of the first shots of any Pink 5 shot, any movie that we ever did, where I was like, wait a minute, we're really onto something here, because all I see through my viewfinder is Star Wars right now. I see Yoda, and John RDP had done a lovely job of lighting it, and there you are in your outfit, and it was like, we get it in one. This is a one-take shot. This is a one-er.
This is the one scene here that doesn't, that...
The lighting is the problem.
The lighting is the problem here.
I know you hate the lighting, and I do too.
But it was just, you know, it was the end of it, and it was honestly like...
We were rushing. It was well after sundown and darker than hell. So this has
been... Had to get it done.
This whole saber scene has been pushed.
If you watch this little saber thing, there's a really great little Chris Hanel thing in here. So there's like a little candy cane stripe thing there.
Brilliant.
Chris Hanel is very proud of that.
He is, and he should be. And we have so many great outtakes of you throwing this saber at Greg Mannion.
Oh my gosh, I was so scared I was going to hit him because he's behind this puppet.
Yeah.
And it was like a tube covered in foil. It wasn't hard, but I was winging it right at his head, and I was so scared that I was going
to
hit him.
In fact, this take, which turned out to be the hero take where you bonk him, I have to cut out right after because you were like, are you okay? You were so worried that you'd hit him. And I have to say this, that when my age you were, look as good you did not. I've told the story before, but that's something that you said to me one day, totally ad-lib, off the cuff, long before we ever made this movie or meant to make this movie. I said, when my age you were, look as good you didn't, not knowing that you don't know Star Wars and didn't realize that that was a quote. And you snapped right back with, when my age you were, look as good you didn't. And, whatever the hell I just said. But that's what they know. But that totally was something you said to me in real life. And I said, I'm putting that in a movie someday.
That was my actual phone right
there.
I kept that little pink phone for so long. I still have the case. And when I finally went to trade it in, the guy pulled it apart to get the SIM card out. And like dirt fell out of it from Pink 5. He's like, oh God, how long have you had this? I'm like, I couldn't get rid of it. It was a prop.
Yes, it's your boots, your shirt, your phone, your haircut.
Now the pants we found at an army store, and Christine actually sewed them onto me, sewed me into them because they were too baggy. And
if you look at
the back, there's stitches all up the back of the pants from where she made them fit me that the day of. Kind of sewed them onto me. She's so brilliant. That woman can just do anything.
Well, she also had a lot to do with building Yoda for this and took care of Stanton's costume which is borrowed. And
Steve,
of course,
Stanton's another person
that
I have to mention, and I've just a huge talent. This scene was never my favorite, and it's the picture that they put on Adam films.
They always use that as
they
the still.
They pick the worst pictures,
yeah,
man.
They do. I know. Well, no, your Strikes Back Volume 1, your Return of Volume 1
is a good one,
is a
right,
good picture.
Right.
They use that all over Adam films, not just on Star Wars.
Really?
Yeah. This scene, by the way, where you wail on the tree and hit, there's another outtake, which is kind of fun, a little peek behind the scenes, where I was just behind that tree because I was going to drop the snake on you.
Mm-hmm.
For that scene, and it had been a long day, like most days are, and we're gunning and running and trying to get stuff. And at one point, I reach out and I like sort of grab the top of your helmet and kind of shake it to try and go, "So, Amy," and you it was not the right thing to do, and you got very mad at me. and the camera was rolling, and you were like, "Hey, Trey, what the F?" I was like, "Good, let's roll." She's okay.
I don't remember that. This is, yeah, this was like 8 years ago.
It caught you by surprise because you were blind. You couldn't see. And right. It just kind of shocked you. And so
right.
I see it now. And I'm like, okay, so don't bang on the head.
Now, this is interesting because have a great picture of me being, again, placed into this costume. This is a full-size man Darth Vader outfit.
That's right. And you cannot see at all.
No, right. That neck piece right there is actually at the top of my head.
Yes. And you're just looking at the chest inside.
I'm looking at the chest
you
plate.
You cannot see. You're doing this whole scene where you're walking back and forth in a backyard. And we had spotters all around to stop you from, like, just falling over or running off the set. They're each side. Just push you. They would push you back in if you went out of frame.
And I had this, like, brace on my shoulders and my head. It was incredibly uncomfortable. I couldn't move my head at all. Meanwhile, Chris Hanel's there with the fog machine.
Yeah.
Like, it kept running out of fog.
And we did not have the luxury of much of any planning on this whole thing.
No, this was...
We're moving really quick.
Really fast.
I'm really amazed that, you know, for as quickly and half off the cuff as we put this one together, that it's as popular as it is and comes together as well as it does. And so I was hoping kind of it would bomb and we'd never have to make another one, and it just didn't go that way.
And unfortunately, people liked it and they won the Audience Choice Award. Which was really exciting because... In the Fan Film Awards, that felt like a really big deal. To have the fans go, yeah, we like this enough to... Star Wars fans are kind of picky.
Then we
so
went back to the well, you know, again, and it's rather than going, oh my gosh, you just have no new ideas, do you, you people?
Right.
They liked it even more than the last one.
Right. So you can see our credit list grew just a little bit here, and we add some new faces to it.
Most all of whom came back for Return of Pink 5, I'm happy to say.
Yeah. We're going to go do that commentary
now. We are going to do that commentary. If you're up for it. Are you with me?
Yeah, let's. You know, I'm here.
All right.
So we might as well.
You might as well. Yeah. All right.
Okay. Coming soon.
Well, we should talk about the
Revenge
of Pink 5. Anyone who asks me why we call it Revenge of Pink 5, just look up your Star Wars history, please. Please, if you don't get that joke, then you're not a fan.
And no, that tan is not real.
No, it is not.
That was in January, I believe.
That bikini's not real either.
That was a mock-up bikini that we never used again.
Pretty much put on you with rubber bands and tape right that night.
Yeah, it was awkward.
It's not the same bikini that shows up in Return of.
Right.
Not real
in
any respect.
Right.
And I know that was really hard for you to come out.
That was really hard.
Not something you were used to doing.
Yeah. So. And it only got worse, as you will see in our commentary for Return of Pink 5.
So there you go. That's what we have to say about Strikes Back. I just can't say enough about how amazed I am that that movie came out okay, considering the conditions we did it under.
Well, like I said, I think it has a certain charming sort of homespun feel to it that you don't see in Return of Pink 5 because it's been
a different animal altogether.
Ultimately, I think that's what I find so charming about Pink 5 Strikes Back.
So, if you're going to stick with us, we're going to head right on now to Return of Pink 5.
Volume 1.
Which is a whole other story, like Ben said.
Here we go. All right.
Join us, won't you? Over to camera 3.
That's my bit.
It's Jon Stewart's bit.
That's Jon Stewart's bit.
But you can use it.